News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban on Friday captured another four provincial capitals in Afghanistan, completing their sweep of the country's south. The lightning offensive is gradually encircling Kabul just weeks before the U.S. is set to officially end its two-decade war. The latest significant blow was the loss of the capital of Helmand province on Friday. American, British, and allied NATO forces fought some of the bloodiest battles there in the past 20 years. The insurgents have taken 18 of the country's 34 provincial capitals in recent days. That includes the country's second and third largest cities, Herat and Kandahar. The Taliban now control more than two-thirds of Afghanistan just weeks before the U.S. plans to withdraw its last troops. Lebanon's worsening fuel crisis has reached a painful crunch point, with bakeries, businesses, and hospitals either scaling back operations or shutting down completely, making life even harder for Lebanese already enduring a financial meltdown. As the fuel oil that powers Lebanon has disappeared from the market, Lebanese have sweltered at home in the summer heat without light or AC. Many say living conditions are worse than during the 1975 to 1990 civil war. It marks a new low in the financial crisis that erupted in late 2019, the result of decades of corruption and mismanagement by a ruling elite that has failed to find solutions, as more than half the population has sunk into poverty. In the latest policy failure, the government is sparring with the central bank over its decision to end fuel subsidies, a step that would spell sharply higher prices. No matter the cost, Lebanon faces shortages to keep the lights on. On Wednesday, its electricity minister told reporters the country needs 3,000 megawatts of power, but only has enough fuel to produce 750. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide